shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Hello, or I should say good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It doesn't matter where you're listening to us on at this very moment. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. It's nice to have you with us for the next 55 minutes. 55, your lucky number. Now, why are we only 55 minutes, you may ask? Well, very simple, because some of the stations that are relaying this program have news bulletins on the hour. Now, I should tell you that you're actually getting more than you were. What does that mean? Well, way back in the day, which we'll talk about a little later on in the program, this show was 80 minutes. It went down to 52 minutes and then 50 minutes. And now we're up to 55 minutes. So, as they say, the only way is up. I know that sounds like a segue to a song, but I promise not to do that today. Keith Perrone here with you, and we have a number of things that I want to get to. We have something very special on today's show, and this has been suggested to us time and time again by a number of you who either remember Eddie Starts, who created this show back in 1927, or for those of you who have never heard Eddie Starts, never heard the name Eddie Starts, don't even know what Eddie Starts sounds like. You people have been suggesting that we run something from the original Happy Station show for many years ago. So we're going to run a piece today, which I will tell you a little bit after we take a listen to our first song. And this song was chosen pretty much at the last minute. Just before we recorded today's program, I just discovered that Gregory Isaacs, the legendary reggae singer, died at the age of 59. So I thought we'd begin with one of his classic songs from the early 1980s called My Only Love, here on the International Happy Station.
People say that you're too young, too young, too young to be my lover, oh yeah. But never a book, oh no, by only looking at the cover, 'cause you're my one and only lover, who means the world to me. Say I'm not the type of man to really be a lover, oh yeah. But every day I pray, oh yeah, you'll never leave me for another. Thank you.
Gregory Isaacs beginning today's edition of the program. Gregory Isaacs died this past week at age 59. Do check us out online, www.pcjmedia.com. And we've had a few new additions to our website and to the PCJ schedule. Pretty soon we're going to be adding the Kelly Alexander Show. That is just one of them. And for those people out there who are already familiar with the section on the radio archives, we've just uploaded a couple more, which are quite fascinating, and you can find them all at www.pcjmedia.com. So do check us out. I don't know what I'm doing. In the control room today, as always, is Kevin Lee and our production assistant, Johan Backer. So a happy hello to both of you. Also, I want to mention the winners that we had last week for a new show that we launched as a monthly feature called Media Network Plus. The prize was a disc of a TV special that came out in 2001 for the 60th anniversary of China Radio International. The program is presented in English and Chinese. It's around almost 2 hours long, or just over 2 hours long. The winners, as we mentioned in the program, but I'll mention it here just in case they didn't hear, are James Bernhardt in Minnesota, USA, and Dennis Tambora Sambria in Honduras, in South America. So we have your addresses, and the prizes have been sent off to you right away. So do let us know when you receive it. The next edition, by the way, of Media Network Plus is coming up in the month of November, and it will be, excuse me, I'm losing my voice, November 27th at 100 hours UTC. That's Media Network Plus, the second edition, November 27th at 100 hours UTC. The first transmission will be targeted towards North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. And you can find out more information, of course, at our website. All right. Not too long ago, somebody heard us play a singer on the program by the name. Oh, what is wrong with me today? I have no idea. I know what it is. Wait, I have my coffee here. I'm going to have a sip. Oh, strong. Oof. And I mean, the coffee is strong. There isn't anything in it. I don't know. It's absolutely dreadful today. It's absolutely horrid. Anyway, that's a little bit better, I hope. Anyway, there was somebody who wrote in recently, and unfortunately we misplaced your letter, because you sent us a letter. You're from Indonesia, that I know. You listen to the show on Radio Sonora in Indonesia. You live just outside of Jakarta, if I remember. And you were asking about a singer by the name of Anika Renlo, who we've played before on the program. She is born in Indonesia, but moved to the Netherlands when she was a young girl and became a big singing sensation in the Netherlands. And today, at over 70 years old, she is still performing and recording new material all the time. She's sort of a Dutch version of Barbra Streisand in many ways. I remember you asking if we can play one of her early Dutch hits, because you're familiar with the stuff that she recorded for the Indonesian market, and stuff that she recorded later on in the 70s and 80s and 90s. But do you have any of her early hits? Well, we do. This one is from 1964. It's called We Zingt de Wind, which is translated into The Wind Sings Again. Here's Anika Grenlo on the International Happy Station.
Weer zingt de wind van een meisje dat mint en een jongen zo ver eindeloos ver. Weer vraagt een stem vol verlangen. Weer, telkens weer,
klinkt het liedje zo teer en het blijft in elke taal voor allemaal. Weer komt de dag van een kus en een lach. Als een liefde begint, dan zingt de wind. Weer vraagt een stem vol verlangen naar hem, naar die liefste zo ver, eindeloos ver. Elke dag, ieder uur, leidt de vlam van het vuur. En twee harten alleen, smelten samen tot één. Weer telkens weer, klinkt het liedje zo teer, en het blijft. In elke taal voor allemaal.
Going out to one of our listeners in Indonesia, that was Anika Grenlo with Weer Zingt de Wind. Otherwise, translated into English, means the wind sings again. Now, at the beginning of the program, I was telling you a little bit about Eddie Starts. Now, for those who don't know that name, Eddie Starts created the Happy Station Show way back in 1927 and continued right until 1969 when he retired, and then Tom Mayer took over as host. Now, a number of you are familiar with Eddie Starts because you've listened to the show for a very long time, but there's also a lot of you that know nothing about Eddie Starts and would like to hear something from the Eddie Starts days. Now, a few months ago, maybe about a year ago, we ran an excerpt of one segment that Eddie Starts recorded in the 1950s when he traveled all around the world courtesy of KLM. And it was, he recorded these different segments on different cities that he went to. And I think the one that we ran was from 1956 or 1957 when he visited the Philippines. Well, somebody said, you know, we should do this again. And a number of you are saying, I'd like to hear Eddie Starts for the first time. Well, we're going to do that right now. We came across an excerpt of a Happy Station show from November the 11th, 1963. And this was a segment that Eddie would do on the show now and again. It was called The Mystery Cruise. So we now bring you an edition of the Happy Station show's Mystery Cruise from November the 11th, 1963, with Don Eduardo, otherwise known as Eddie Starts.
The Mystery Cruise. We are sailing around a stormy cape now. This cape was once reached for the first time by a Dutch explorer and navigator who named it after his hometown. What is the name of this cape? What is our geographical position? The storm is abating now. We have rounded the cape and we are gradually coming into quieter waters. In the distance, we see two islands. On one of them, once a sailor was marooned for many years. You remember the sailor? They now fish for the finest lobster in this part of the world. Can you tell us the position in which we are and the name of the islands? Or is this still a mystery? On with the cruise. Our cruise around the world, our mystery cruise. To faraway places, over oceans and spaces. And here we are at another spot. At a beautiful archipelago where formerly giant turtles, I say giant turtles, were found. Turtles whose eggs were hunted until they were no more. Now, on these islands, there is also a penal colony. A penal colony. So, we are not staying too long and are setting sail, going west, going east, going crisscross around the world on the mystery cruise of the Happy Station. On the right, we are passing a tremendous rock, ochre-colored and green woods, along the slopes and very difficult to land. Here once a famous ship came, a ship of which you all have heard and read, and one day it was burned here, and only the anchor was found a few years ago. What is our position? What is the island? I'm looking through my telescope, and far away I can discern two mountains. On an island, there are tops. Tops like spires reaching high into the sky. And beneath, on the black beaches, I can see lovely maidens, like sirens, waving to us to come ashore. Not this time, ladies. Ours is the mystery cruise. By the way, do you know where we are? What is our geographical position? Sailing round the world. Now we are coming to a large country. However, in the middle of the sea, surrounded by an ocean. We are going on shore leave now and have a look all over the country. Where are we? Here we come to a show. A very oriental one, easy to discern. Still are on the mystery cruise around the world. We are now changing our course, and our ship is taking quite a different direction. It is up to you to find out soon where we are going to land and where we are going to make our next port of call. Speaking on the mystery ship, on the mystery cruise. We have reached our port of call, and I'm giving you a clue for you.
Come, you sailors, hear a story that will fill your hearts with pride. How the Dutchman crossed the ocean wild and wide in his sturdy wooden vessel with a courage undismayed. In the service of his country, seeking lands for peaceful trade.
With strange sounding names, far away over the sea, those far away places with a strange sounding names are calling.
And here are some strange voices from faraway places calling you. Where are we? Still a mystery to you. Anchors away! On with our mystery cruise around the world. distance. Solid. Ice. Where are we? Steered clear of a great disaster with our phantom ship. We are now in the clear again. Straight ahead, coming with a little bit of wind. Southeasterly wind steering north-northeast. Now, passengers, let's have a game of shuffleboard, or maybe deck tennis, or maybe we are looking around for a nice partner and march around the deck to get a little bit of exercise while we are cruising over the blue waters of the Oriental Seas. I got 35 on my shuffleboard. What is your score? And now, while we are coming nearer to our next destination, ladies and gentlemen, I have to shoot the sun. Yes, I'm shooting the sun. See just the position we are in. Maybe you can shoot an imaginary sun with us. Oh, yes, now I've got a good direction. Far in the distance, some dark, not clouds, but lumps, like large lumps, are looming out of the sea. I hear strange and exotic sounds. Have you any idea where we are? Where these sounds come from? And there, over there, a lithe figure of a lady is striding along the shore. Who is she? Beautiful.
Indah langkah indah, kalung menyinar rasa hati. Intan pekan di rantai, ikatan benang asmaramu. sa mga patiba. Tagamamus cinta, masa aduhan masa, lepas terurai kalung asmara.
Around the world. Well, maybe some of you may think I'm putting you on a wild goose chase. You never know.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or a heart at rest?
The Mystery Cruise. Just made another 400 miles looking at my log. How are all the passengers? How do you do? Feeling good? Or maybe we are going to have a picnic soon, somewhere on an exotic island. Or maybe near a well-known harbor. Have a barbecue. Are you still with us? Any idea in what direction we are sailing? That spire coming out of the water, it looks like a spire, but it's a high rock. And birds fly around it. The island, not very large, reminds me of the capital of Holland. Uh-huh. You know the connection? Capital of Holland? Yes, yes, yes. It's geographical and historical. But we must hurry now. To round the cape, a cape that will lead us to another ocean. We have rounded the cape now safely, and I hope nobody is seasick. Everybody happy? But I see now, from the clouds, a little breeze, rather a stiff breeze, is coming up. A little spot, a little speck, right in the ocean. Green, but also much rock. There's too much surf at the present time, so we can't go ashore. We are sailing around that particular island where once, perhaps you know it, a famous emperor lived for quite some time. There, the gulls are cheering us. Do you know where we are? About where we are? We are continuing, with your permission. This is the captain speaking, on our world cruise, with our mystery ship. Here, look. To the left. A volcanic island. Where not so long ago, an eruption took place. And people there evacuated, now coming back to their home in the sea. Where are we? In what direction are we heading? What is our position? What is the position of the mystery ship? Some time we haven't seen any land, and it's high time we see land again to bring you to a hospitable shore, and maybe also later on to a very wild country. We are even going to see some jungles. We are nearing the coast now of another continent. You know what continent? At the northeastern side, we are approaching a harbor now, at the estuary of a very, very large river. We are staying outside for a while to find our position, and also to talk things over with the harbor master before we are going up the river. Yes, we can go up the river for quite some time. It's very deep, but before we are going up, we are first going to issue an order. Attention! Dropping anchor! Drop your anchor! Small boats are approaching us now. They are carrying fruit. Let's have some of these bananas and coconuts. All right, anchors away. We are going up the river now for some 300 to 400 miles, steaming inland. Where are we? You will soon have a clue. This is one of your clues. Where are we? What strange sounds are coming to us? We are heading for an inland harbor. Left and right of us, over the Broad and Deep River. We are hearing the birds. Some are greeting us, some are chiding us. Want to take a parrot along? But I can't let you go ashore. No, sorry. Much too dangerous. They're shooting sharp here with poisoned arrows. Better stay on board of our good ship. We see far away at the bank of the river a group of Indians. The lances and long arrows are following us slowly, but they are too far away to hurt us. Yet they are shooting far with their poisoned arrows. Don't fall in the water here. They got piranhas here. You fall into the water, they eat you up alive. So you better turn around now. Looking at my schedule. Well, we have to visit some more faraway places. Coming now, passengers, and those following us ashore, to a chain of beautiful islands. Islands that belong to various nations. And we are also visiting here a Dutch island, where I know they will welcome us all with their typical music. What Dutch island is this? Long ago, one day, Admiral Rodney shut up the place and went a-sailing once more. Tell us the name of the island. After having visited so many faraway places, we are going to visit one more place, a great big harbor, at the entrance of which there is an island still bearing a Dutch name as of olden times. What is the name of that island? No more Dutch, but still with that Dutch name. Here is your clue. Music, very typical, but it's high time now, your captain saying, we are steering home over a great big ocean straight home without any more visits. Around the world with our mystery crew.
And that was an excerpt of the Happy Station Show from November the 11th, 1963, with Eddie Starts and the Mystery Cruise. And if you want to hear more of these classic excerpts of Eddie Starts, Don Maher, Pete Myers, or Jonathan Guibert, I would say myself, but I haven't been here long enough, do let us know our email address. Well, you know it. You can also find it at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. You can find email Keith. Click on that, and that's all you need to do. All right. I am now going to leave you. Yes, it's time to head out of our little cave. I call it a cave because it's rather darker than it normally is. They're doing some electrical work on this floor of the building, and we're sort of in total darkness at the moment. Well, not completely. I have one lamp over the table, but in the control room, it looks like you have candles burning in there. How romantic indeed. Anyway, in the control room, by the way, is Kevin Lee and our production assistant, Johan Backer. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos. And Sayonara.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.